Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you all across the world. Welcome to today's daily meeting. Glad to have all on this morning. Always a pleasure to see your lovely, shining, smiling faces, even with a mask on, okay? She is looking fly and glowing over there. I'm not going to talk about it all, okay? At the infinity pool. I'm a little jealous. It's all right. Well, good, good, good. Again, glad to have each and every one of you all on. Want to get started to see if anyone has any guests on right now, if you could come on and briefly introduce them, so we could welcome them in to today's call into ATS. Anyone? Anybody got any guests? All right. Well, we're gonna keep going. If anybody has guests to come on, please just let us know, and we'll let you introduce them. As you can see, our founder and CEO is not on the call this morning. He had some things he had to do, and plus, today is Deanna Marie Mitchell's birthday. So
yeah.
Happy birthday to her. Woo. She enjoys her day. That's it. That's it. She enjoys her
day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Okay. So what we're going to do, because we don't have any guests on at the moment, I am going to turn it over. And we're going to do this. We're going to do a dual thing together. But right now, I'm going to turn it over to the lovely Miss Ashley Patrick.
No.
Oh. Yo, Ashley. Homie. Woo.
Woo.
It's Dee Marie's birthday. Can you believe it? I am talking to you guys on Dee Marie's birthday. She trusts me to be out here with you guys. Please pray for me if you still pray. And in addition to, guys, if you would like to say something special, we're going to do a small clip from this video and send it to Dee Marie later. She's enjoying this day with peace and no work, and I'm taking on all the rest of it. Whew, if you still pray, pray. And so, guys, if you can, just a surprise, the chat in the chat, it has a Cash App for Dee Michelle. It's going to be great. Let's bless her today and see if we can get some. What is this? So, guys, if you have any special remarks, no rush. Anyone can go first. Just a short, quick happy birthday. I would love to kind of take a clip from the video today and send it to her just to know we're thinking about her. Anybody want to go first? Jerome?
I'm going to start us off. Wait a minute.
Okay.
That's my girl right there. Okay. That's my girl. Best friend. Happy birthday. I'm not going to tell them how old you are. I don't really remember. I just know you're younger than me. It's okay. But have a great day. Enjoy your day. And don't think about work, please. Okay. Because we know that's all you do. But today is your day. Enjoy it with you, your son, and just have a lot of fun and extrovert time for me.
Anyone else?
I'll go.
Out, Ashley.
No, duty calls. Continue. Oh. International phone.
This is for Deanna. I want you to know, happy birthday. We've been missing you on the calls. So don't you think we missing you. Get your butt back here. We have you out there doing ATS business, but happy, happy birthday. Enjoy yourself. Thank you for everything that you do, not only as a coworker, not only as a person who works at ATS, but as a friend. And just thank you so much. Really, really appreciate you, girl. Keep up the good work.
Hey, I would Deanna, like to go next, Angela. Ashley. Go ahead, Susan.
Deanna, from the very first time I met you, we were in the middle of a mess. You said, "Don't worry, Miss Susan, we've got this." And you have said that I'm in the middle of whatever storm, and you do have it. Thank you so much for all you do for everyone at ATS. And for our friendship. Happy, happy birthday, and make it fun.
Okay, so I saw Miss Vanessa, Miss Dolores, okay. And then Tierney has her hand up, and then Ibrahim. Okay, so I hope y'all remember that order. I don't know. Go ahead, Miss Vanessa.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Deanna, this is Vanessa from Georgia. I just want to say happy birthday and many, many more. And I just think you're an awesome young lady. Keep it up. And if you ever need me to help you do anything, call me. Just have an awesome day. Enjoy yourself. Happy birthday.
Great day, Deanna. This is Dolores from North Carolina. Hope all is well. Just want to give you a shout out. Love you so much. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for your humble spirit and your spirit of excellence and your great heart. And keep making it happen and keep a smile on your face. Enjoy your day.
All right. Anybody remember who I said after Ms. Dolores?
Keep going. Well, anyway. Ibrahim and Tierney. Yeah.
Ibrahim first? Go for it then, Ibrahim.
Hey, happy birthday, Deanna. Make sure you enjoy your cheesecake. You do not have the permission to skip your cheesecake. You deserve it. Happy birthday.
Well, Ibrahim said it. Don't skip the cheesecake on today. I just want to say to Ms. Dee Marie, with all that energy, we definitely missed your laughter on the call. I hope you have an amazing day today because you definitely deserve it, baby. You've been working behind the scenes nonstop, getting these books out. And I mean, just honestly, being Antonio CEO, we all know that comes with take this day off, kick your feet up, enjoy yourself. And enjoy yourself for the rest of us. Keep that laughter going. Peace.
All right. Okay. So now I see a lot of hands up. All right, here we go.
Renee. Me.
Who said me?
Michelle.
All right. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Okay, so Michelle, Renee, Arcia, Sandra, Prophet Jerry, Miss Rita, Miss Maxine. All right, here we go.
Internet, don't forget me.
I didn't see your hand up. Okay, and then Miss Jeanette.
All right, so I had to cut my video on and stop what I was doing with my sons to wish the most beautiful young lady a happy birthday. So I'm gonna do a small little rendition, and it goes like this. Not happy birthday. It says, Miss Deanna, you are so beautiful to us. You are so beautiful to us. You're everything we hope for. You're everything we need. You are so beautiful to us. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Deanna. Happy birthday to you. You're beautiful to us, Miss Deanna. Have a beautiful and blessed day today.
Woo! All right. Woo! All right.
You go, Michelle.
Okay, that was beautiful. That was so beautiful.
That was tight. That was tight right there.
Okay.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Go ahead, Miss Renee.
Oh, Lord, now the heat is on. I feel it. I was going to say, you know, Miss Deanna, I appreciate you that for your wonderful selflessness, your really kindful words and how you always speak life to every situation. I hope that you have a wonderful, pampalicious birthday, that you sit back, relax, you know what I'm saying? Put your feet up. Don't think about work. Just truly relax and be blessed and live in the wonderful blessings that God has for you. And I'll just go ahead, since Miss Michelle went and did a nice, beautiful, slow version, I'll just do, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. We love you, Miss Deanna. Thank you. Bye. Love you. Peace.
Right. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Miss Arcia.
Hey, Deanna. I want to say happy birthday. This is Arcia. I love your spirit and the way you are with everyone. I love that you do not look over anyone. You take your time and you speak life into everyone's lives. So on this day, take your time, enjoy yourself, get them toes done. I know you like getting your toes done. Enjoy your day. I love you, girl. Bless up.
All right. Miss Sandra.
Good morning. And Deanna, oh my God, the things I would love to express, but if I start, I know I would cry, but so I'm going to just read you a poem from my book, if you don't mind. What gives? Friendship gives strength. Love gives hope. Destiny gives victory. Victory gives power. Whom have you given friendship to? You've given them strength. Whom have you given love to? You've given them hope. Whom have you shown that they can reach their destiny? You've shown them that they can gain victory. Whom have you helped realize their victory has been won? You've shown them that their power has been restored. God is what gives all these things. Can he count on you for these things to give through? So these things will be gained. Can he count on you for these things to maintain? Can God count on you to be what gives? And I just want to say, I thank you for being one of the people that God is able to count on, because all of those things you've given to me, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Love you.
All right now. All right now. Hold on, Miss Sandra. Don't you get us all crying on this call. Thank you, though. Thank you so much. All right. Here we go.
Y'all is laying it on thick.
All right. You talking about y'all. You started this. All right. Here we go. Prophet Jared, watch yourself now, Prophet. Watch it. Okay. Go ahead, sir. Just messing with you.
Good morning, Deanna. Happy birthday to you. And since everyone sung happy birthday to you, I'm going to sing it in Spanish. Cumpleaños feliz. Cumpleaños feliz. Que tu cupto muchos años. Muchos años feliz. Happy birthday to you. And I want to say, Deanna, and I'm not going to go in saying, Grace. Deanna, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the special times that we had. You pulled stuff out of me, and you made me think. You made me laugh. You made me cry. And just for being you, we love you, and enjoy your day on purpose. May it be a prosperous day on purpose, and enjoy yourself, lay back, chill, relax, get some sun, and just enjoy yourself. Love you, dear. Peace.
All right, all right. Thank you so much. Come on with the Spanish. All right, Miss Frida.
Yes, I would just like to say, I don't know you. I'm new to this form, but I'm sure I will get to know you. So I just want to say happy birthday to you. Many, many blessings on this day and every day that follows this day. Love you. Blessings.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Frida. Miss Maxine and then Mr. Phil.
Well, good morning, Deanna. We're so honored to say these birthday wishes to you. B, for birthday, I want you to have the best and continue to be the best that you are. We can only imagine that you're having a phenomenal time right now with your day off. R, we will always remember the many things that you not only do for us, but that you're making the impact in this world. T, there's nobody like you. You are created to be the masterpiece that you are. We honor you, who you are, and who God has created you to be. You have a dwelling heart, a giving heart, a kind heart, and you're always looking after others. It is so good to hear that you're looking after yourself today. And continue with all the love that you have for people and for God and for this world. And may your birthday not only start today, but let it continue for years and years and years to come. I know I'm just getting to know you, but you're part of the family. So I'm sending my love and well wishes.
All right, Ms. Maxine. Mr. Phil and then Dr. Ken.
Deanna, you just completed another trip around the sun. And you've made it worthwhile for you, for your son, and for all of us. This is just to say that we do want to thank you for all the things you do that we'll never know that you did to make this a better place for all of us. Love you.
All right, all right. Dr. Ken and then Dr. Sugar.
Happy birthday, Deanna. So you know when you come back to Houston on Wednesday night, we got to take you back to RuPaul's. So let's get down on some good food. So have a good day. God bless.
All right. Yeah, that RuPaul's is all right now. Dr. Trask. You muted, Dr. Sugar.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Good morning to everyone. Happy, happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day weekend as well, Deanna. You name the menu, and I've got it next week for you or the week after, but whenever we can get together, you name the menu, I will fix it for you, especially that banana pudding. God bless you. God keep you. Enjoy yourself. I love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.
All right, all right. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for all of the love. She is going to appreciate this. I'm going to try and get it. I'm trying to see if she's going to cry. Miss Jeanette, you're up.
Yes. Happy birthday, Deanna. Just the time that I have been on the call, Enjoy your humbling spirit, your energy, and you indeed don't have a problem letting your light shine. The smile alone is enough to brighten up the place. But I just want to say happy birthday to you. Enjoy this day. And I pray that God just opens the windows of heaven and pour out many, many blessings on you for you on today. Happy birthday.
All right. All right. Mr. Jerry, I you know, I'm not going to leave you out. I didn't see your hand. My apologies. And then I think Sadia unmuted her mic. So we're going to have Mr. Jerry and then Sadia. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Deanna. You know, you do so much and you stay so beautiful through all of it. And we know when everything is piling on you and everything is collapsing around that we can't see on the camera, you just are the go-to girl, Deanna. And I don't know how to follow all of this, but to say that you are loved. Keep up the great work. Have a great day. And don't even think about any of this today, okay? Love you. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jerry. Okay, Sadia, and then Damali, and then Mr. Kevin.
I wanted to say happy birthday. I don't know you that well, but I feel like in the time that I've met you on here, what an amazing woman to support. Antonio, I know that you must be great. You've come off as such a humble woman, a quiet woman, but you have strength. I just think that, you know, behind every good man is a good woman. And I say beside because you all are partners and, you know, y'all work with this business and in life every day. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the sacrifice that you make. And what an example you are to us as a woman of character and humility. So thank you. Happy birthday.
Right. All right. We got Damali, then Monica, then Mr. Kevin. Mr. Kevin told me he wanted to go last. I said, okay.
Hey, Deanna, I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. It's been an honor to have time with you and to get to know you. It's truly been a pleasure to feel your energy and your spirit. The Wednesday night meetings I've really been able to feel your presence. You're so warm and inviting, and just it's like, you know, you meet those people and they're, you know, they instantly just want to be their friend because they're just so nice, you know. That's how Deanna is. She's just so nice and sweet. And when she starts speaking, you're like, man, it's a lot of strength coming out, that soft, warm energy right there. So yeah, it's been a pleasure being in your presence and getting to know you.
All right, all right. Monica Elena. Monica Elena.
All right. Hey, DD. Happy birthday. I'm still trying to wake up because I had to force myself to stay up to midnight to text you last night. So bear with me. But just want to say happy birthday. I hope you have a fantastic day. I know we haven't seen you as much these past few weeks because you're so focused on other great things. So congratulations. Congratulations, and have a good day with my nephew. Don't be too mean to him today, so make sure you're nice to him. And I'll be there in a few days, and I have a gift for you when you come to San Antonio next, so I already know what that is. And that's all I got. Love you, miss you, and I'll talk to you later on today.
All right, Miss Felicia.
Hey, Deanna. So I have a confession to make. First of all, happy, happy, happy birthday to you. And then second of all, I've been missing you and I didn't know where you were. And, you know, Antonio said a couple of weeks ago he had to fire somebody and let him go. I was like, oh Lord, is it Deanna? But I'm so happy to know you're still here. I'm shaking your head. I'm so happy to know that you're still here. And we love, love, love you. You have been an amazing person since I've met you in the last 2 months that I've been a part of ATS. And I seriously just wanted to take this moment to say happy birthday. I couldn't wish a better person with a more humble spirit. You are a role model of a virtuous woman. And I'll say that, like, your mentality as a woman is so soothing and so kind and cordial towards people that if we all just modeled that part, of who you are, this world would be a better place. So I say happy birthday to you, Deanna. I can't sing, so I'm not going to try it, but definitely wanted to send my shout outs to you and let you know that I definitely wish you a happy birthday. And so since everybody is treating you out when you get back, lunch on me when you get back, and I'll definitely cash app you so you can go grab you some lunch, dear.
All right. That's what I love to hear now. Okay. Hey, Miss Felicia, my birthday, August 12th. I just want to tell you that. All right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Mr. Kevin.
I love it. Thank you so much. Deanna, first of all, happy birthday from the East Coast. We love you, of course. I don't know you real easy. Are you real? I don't know you yet, but I'm thanking you so much for your birthday today. We want to bless you today, without a doubt. But as we do it, the reason why I wanted to go last, because I want you guys to get ready for some serious, serious energy real quick with Deanna. Happy birthday from the East Coast. 30 seconds. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my business partner. Yeah. 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. You're amazing. Yeah. 30 seconds is up. All right, back to you guys. Thank you.
Love it.
I love his energy, man. Okay. I love what he brings.
There we go. All right. Now, before we end, Miss Adrian.
I just want to say happy birthday, Deanna. Love you, love you, love you. Ditto to everything that they did. You should have just seen Susan, man. That was just great. Susan just got it right in there. Happy birthday, boo. Love you.
All right. Okay, that my good friend over here sent me a private message, and I ain't trying to get my head chopped off. Miss Chiquita, Chi-Chi Lee, come on onto this mic, please.
Happy birthday, amazing Dee. Listen, we love you. We absolutely love, 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 adore you. We appreciate the embodiment of all the phenomenalness that you are. And so I'm not as a wordsmith like Miss Sandra, so I'll write my own poems, but there is a poem that I do want to read that I believe embodies you to the T, and it's called Phenomenal Woman. That is you. So I'm going to read that for you. It says, pretty women wonder where my secret lies. You are cute though, but you're not built for a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it is in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I am woman, phenomenally phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand and fall on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I am a woman phenomenally. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they can't see. I say it's the arch in my back, the sun in my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace in my style. I am woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand. I'm sorry, y'all, my computer. Come on, it's stuck. Okay, now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk really loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care, 'cause I am woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman.
That's me. That is the epitome of you, amazing D, and we love you, we appreciate you, we adore everything about you, and thank you so much for allowing us to share in your life. Happy birthday.
All right, here we go. That's it. Snaps for the poems. Sweet and Miss Sandra. That's it.
Snaps for that.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Yes.
All right, all right. I am now going to turn this. Oh, before I turn this back over to Ashley, someone messaged. Hold on, let me make sure. Who is it? Wait. Miss, someone has a guest on, and I want to make sure that they get to introduce their guest, and I want to make sure I know who that is. Miss D Boone, go ahead and introduce your guest, ma'am.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I hope everyone's having a great day, and birthday greetings as well. My guest is Kimberly Norman Rosedam, and she is the CEO of Rosedam Construction Company and a budding politician in Connecticut. So, Ms. Norman, please unmute yourself and introduce yourself to the group.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kimberly Norman Rosedam, and I am the owner and principal of Rose Construction Company. We're a family-owned company that's been around for over 30 years. We specialize in foundation, concrete, and masonry work, and it's from father to daughter. I'm also a licensed building official for the state of Connecticut, and I am actually the first African-American woman to have this license in Connecticut in all of New England. So, and I also am been on the zoning board of a commissioner for over 15 years in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and also in Stamford, Connecticut. So hello, everyone.
Right. Hello, Ms. Kim. Welcome to the call. Welcome to ATS. We are glad to have you on today. All right, Ms. D. Boone. All right. Now, let me make sure that there she is. All right, Miss Ashley.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you. So, in true D. Marie fashion, I'm going to do what she taught me most. More is caught than taught. And one thing that many of you may know about D. Marie is that she loved quotes, and she loved different statements, as well as the importance of the good energy that you bring. I'm pretty sure you guys know, just by living life itself, that when you walk into a room before you even speak, there's an energy and there's a presence that you have. So I do encourage you to be mindful of that atmosphere that you bring, that, you know, are you bringing good joy, good peace? So everything that everyone said about D. Marie today, are you making that difference in anyone's day, in your day? How are you treating yourself? Just a thought. So in true D. Marie fashion, I like to say, I am open to accepting all forms of abundance the universe has to offer me. The end. And when you accept it, that's the first start. That's the first start. It's your mindset. If you don't accept what the unlimited possibilities, you will be limited always. And I feel like that is a great place to start. And I would like you to do something with me. Something that I do on a daily basis is I close my eyes in D. Marie fashion. This is to you. And I imagine what I want and I expect it. So if you could close your eyes with me. And take a deep breath and release. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And if you're right now calm, continue to breathe in, continue to breathe out. Relax, relax your muscles, relax your mind, relax your spirit, and believe what you want to achieve. Can you see your blessings? Do you see your breakthrough? Can you feel it? Can you see yourself walking into the office, opening the door? What does the door look like? How does it feel? How do you feel as you step into the room, as you step into your next level, as you step into your next breakthrough, as you step into your destiny, as you walk forward and continue to move forward every day you open the door to sit down, to align yourself with your purpose? How do you feel? Breathe. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. You have already made it. You already have everything you need. Do you believe that? If you needed anything, can you have it? Do you really believe that you have everything you need? Is God within you? Who is God to you? Is God everything? Breathe. Now, as you walk into your destiny, as you step towards the door to your office, to that new opportunity, to that meeting, to that next break, that next connection, as you align with your purpose and you walk into your destiny, how do you feel? Celebrate right now in your spirit, in your soul, that you've already done it. It's done. As soon as you decide that it's done, it's done. Your mind, your body, your actions have to align with what you believe. What do you believe? If you don't believe it, stop. Believe, breathe. Who are you? Are you everything? Do you have everything? What value do you add? What value do your thoughts add? How do you feel about your next move? How do you feel that you've already made it? Do you see it? Can you feel it? Are you excited? Who did you bless? Who got a blessing because you're blessed? Do you see all the people you're blessing? Do you see all the people's lives that are changing because you decided to do something different, to accept a breakthrough, to accept your greatness, to accept that you are everything? You're everything. You have everything you need. Go get it. Inhale. And exhale greatness. You got this. And open your eyes. Imagine if we started our days believing that we will achieve anything we put our mind to. If our mind is not set, is set to know, I can't do it. I won't accomplish that. Ah, this is too much. Oh my goodness, I can't handle that. How do you feel? Do you think your confidence will lead your day in a way that serves you? Do you think finding everything to correct? Oh, you didn't do this right. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you make this call? Why, why? Does that serve you? Or does the energy of believing that it will get done, it shall be done by any means necessary? Now plan. What is your daily process? Talk to me. Let's share. How do you feel? The Molly?
Well, that was a rush of energy. That felt good. That felt great, actually. I actually take time to meditate every day. I take time to put my feet in the grass and ground myself, put my face in the sun and breathe. It's actually made a big difference in me being able to manage my, used to be anxiety and depression. And, you know, just taking the time to listen to your inner voice is everything. You know, you take time to pray outwardly to God, but take time to actually sit and listen to self. It makes a huge difference in your life. So I always start with that. After that 5 a.m. workout, of course.
Thank you, Damali. Prophet and Chiquita?
It actually relaxed me, made me feel good, and I saw myself walking to a door and opening it and people waiting on me to give them instructions on what to do for today. So it's actually made me feel good. I'm gonna do this every day. Thank you.
Welcome, Prophet. Chiquita?
I love meditation and visualization. I also journal to kind of write out like my expectations, my emotions, to make sure that I'm centered each and every day before I start, and go over my plan of execution for the day so that I have a particular focus and I'm not just allowing the day to rush in and surprise, you know, I have a plan of execution of things that I am targeting for that particular day. Saying my affirmations when I first wake up to myself, so that they can go into my subconscious and really become a part of my belief system. And just, you know, praying and pouring my heart out to the Lord, getting things that are on your heart off your chest, and then sitting, like you said, and allowing Holy Spirit to speak back to you and pour back into you, so that when you are before you start interacting with people and interacting with the world, you are a place of wholeness, you are a place of fullness, and you are not giving to people from your exhaustion or a place of depletion or emptiness. I just think that is really important to be full before you start interacting with other people.
Thank you, Chiquita. Sandra, Arshia. Hey, Sugar.
Good morning to you, Ashley. That was inspiring. It's awesome to hear that people do the things that are needed in their life to align themselves with not only their purpose, but to align their mind with the fact that they are purposeful. Because you can know your purpose and you can hear someone tell you about your purpose, but if you don't align your thoughts with that purpose, regardless of what you are thinking, it will not manifest itself before you. I think about the joy that I had getting out all of the jewelry pieces. Y'all just do not know how much y'all mean to me, my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. And y'all will be spoken of for the rest of my life. There's no way for me to live without thinking about how my life affects not only my children and the rest of my lineage, but how it affects other people. I have learned and grown to forgive myself for situations and positions I have allowed myself to be in that have harmed other people, including my children and my grandchildren, and have learned to help myself to know that I am forgiven and that I have a purpose and that I have to live on purpose. there's no way that I could be a benefit to and for anyone else if I don't first realize the benefit for myself. I truly understand the breathing exercise that you exhibit this morning. It is something that I have taught many of my clients to do. And the way it's set up is that you have to have two people and you're holding hands. That hand holding while you're standing up, it creates the letter H, which is the beginning of the word hope. And this is what we all must carry, because if you don't have hope, then you're not going to want to look for your purpose. You're not going to want to know what the purpose is. You're not going to want to hear about it. You're not going to see about it. You don't want anybody talking to you about what they think about you. So when you learn how to breathe, it's a very, very important process. God said that he bred the breath of life into us. But if you don't know how to breathe that breath, then what is the purpose of you inhaling? I always tell my children and grandchildren, you inhale life and you blow out all the negative energy. Get rid of it, because it does you no purpose to have your joy in your heart. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. And if you don't mind, I want to just tell everybody at this point about the jury. This is the reason why the jury is so important. It expresses the love, the light, the peace, the joy, the hope, the forgiveness that you have for yourself that is issued out to other people. Thank you for that, Todd.
Thank you, Sandra. I see Susan, I see Arshia, Shiga.
I'll go.
Yes. This was much needed. Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. This was much needed. Sometimes I incorporate this in my daily living, but sometimes my meditations are different. It depends on the mood I'm in. It might be gospel music. It might be hip hop, R&B. That's part of my meditation for that day. But this was much needed because I was able to release some things that didn't serve me.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
And to breathe in the things that was going to add substance to me. But once I did that and I closed my eyes and I visualized, and I would like to say I practiced this visualizing things. I know that Oprah said that she don't have to write things down on the vision board because she's a master visualizer. So whatever I see it, I go get it. But as I begin to take a deep breaths in and out, I can visualize seeing myself on a stage with crowds of people. I can see myself closing big high profile deals and so on. Whatever I put my hands on, I'm gonna do it. So this was much needed because I had to get back in alignment. And each day I know that we try to get ourselves in alignment, but this is much needed for me because I have to keep myself in alignment daily. So thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Susan, can't put baby in the corner.
Right. Well, I like to start my day off with Bible study, and it'll be a short little verse that I really dig into. And then I have a prayer list, and I go through that prayer list, adding to that prayer list every day. So I make sure I do that first off, and then I go outside, and you can see my background here. This is the bench I sit on, and this is where I feel God's presence. I have felt the wind coming through in the spirit. I have seen a dog jump up in the air and leap as things are happening that I know are going on. You see the St. Francis of Assisi there. But this is where I pray, I get my inspiration, and I sit there and watch the sun come up every morning over the ocean. And so this is what I do to get me inspired and ready for the day, and that energy of that sun rising. And I just praise God for that beauty. Every single day, it always comes up. So faithful. And then I go back in and walk through the door, and there's Phil, full of energy. And we're ready to go. We're ready to make it happen, ready to have some fun. And so I think about who may need me that day. Who needs me? And I try to reach out to those people with a phone call. So thank you for the opportunity, Ashley, to share.
Susan, that was a really nice share too. I would love to watch the sunset every morning over the beach. Have to add that vision. Thank you, Susan. Hey, Sugar, I see you too. Hey, Frida.
Hi. Every morning what I do is I get up and I set my daily intentions, such as my intention for today is to be a better version of myself than I was yesterday. My intention is to live a life of wonder, to laugh out loud, dream big. And I also say a word for the day. And I also want to share this with you all. I am more than the mere thoughts that I think. I'm not the trepidations of my ancestors. I will not succumb to the limitations that have been placed on me by society. But rather, what I am, or who I am, is I am a limitless being with unlimited potential. I can be, do, and have anything that my heart desires, and so can you. Many blessings to all. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Sugar, where you go? Hey, sugar. Got the mute.
You muted.
I got it. Good morning. This just fell right in line, Ashley, with what my talk was this morning, and it's making friends with your past. And that's a breathing exercise that I do when I'm ministering to somebody or I'm counseling somebody, is that breathing, being a massage therapist. So that was something to be able to do the exercise that I give other people to do, but I'm doing it along with them. But as the eyes was closed, walking in on into the building, the corporate headquarters in Houston of Sugar Spices, going up to the 32nd floor, overlooking all of Houston, putting my hand down that door, you know, going back to, I call it the laboratory, but it's actually going into the kitchen portion of the building, and seeing the people in there that has come to learn about cooking and spices and, you know, all of that that was going on. I was actually able to see that this morning. And it was like, oh my gosh, Oh, she is saying exactly what I spoke about this morning. And just thank you for your obedience to be able to put our mindset, because miracles happen. And each and every one of us that's on here this morning, we're miracles. And all things are possible if you only believe. Believe in yourself. But if you can't really believe in yourself right now, believe in somebody that's already doing what you want to do. That if you don't really have that hope and faith in yourself yet, then follow, just follow, hang on and follow those that have it. And it makes it for so much easier. And when you get up in the morning, I get up in the morning and I say, okay, God, what are you going to do today? And allow me to be a part of it. And that brings joy and happiness and peace to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Sugar. Londo.
Good morning. To be honestly, this is something that I think I need to take and do or try to do every day. Because as I was doing it, when you were saying it, basically, I saw pieces or tried to visualize pieces of the things that I wanted to have and wanted to accomplish. But I felt this amazing, this overwhelming stuckness, like the wanting to move but can't move, the drive to want to do but can't do. And I think it's because it's a lot of stuff that I have to face and I haven't got over yet. Which I think is something that's hindering me is the fact of letting stuff go. And it's like, you really don't know, you haven't let anything go until you're completely in that paralyzed situation. And I feel like that's what my mind is doing right now and my body is doing, because I noticed even in this past 2 weeks, I would say that I've been stuck. Kind of. And it's like, I'm looking, I would get happy 1 minute and then I would be stuck the next minute. I would say, oh, I'm gonna do this and write stuff down. But then I would be like, it'll change a whole different mood, a change. And then I'll just be paralyzed. And then I get frustrated because I'm paralyzed. And I feel like it's like a whole overwhelming of emotions. Like I have to do something else. I have to do something else. So I'm going to try to implement that every morning, because I don't like feeling paralyzed at all. And I noticed that I'm in a paralyzed because I've gotten into that point where I watch stuff and then it's like, rather than doing something, I'm watching it, you know, like the shows and stuff. And I've connected that to with a form of depression. And I think that's what state I'm in right now, but it's causing me to be paralyzed. And I've heard people say more than once on here and on Sunday when I went to church, alignment. And it's like, I need to get back in alignment. And it's like, I'm so far to the left, I'm not in alignment, that it's a struggle to get back into alignment. Like, how do I get back into alignment? Like music doesn't, like I can't, literally I go to work and normally I listen to music or something when I'm down, but it's like, I don't want to turn anything on. I don't want to listen to anything.
I can understand
that.
That. Would you like to know what I do?
Please.
Well, honestly, I totally understand a daily challenge is my, everyone has a different challenge, but we all have them. So if we're honest, we all have some type of challenge, but I do start my day that way. But in addition to throughout my day, if I need to take a moment, step into the room or step into a quiet space and just do the same thing over and recharge myself, I will. Sometimes you have to get out, like, I can't believe this, and get it out and breathe and get yourself back together. You know, that's needed at times. And then also I've had challenges in the past with my health and have had illness that just will literally cripple you and without surprise. Without like, I'm coming. And I was like, wow. It's like, oh crap. And you're like in fetal position in extreme pain that you wouldn't wish on your enemy. And even through those times, I have had the ability to continue to meet my goals and continue to get to where I want to go, because I know my purpose. What I do is purposeful. I'm not just working just to do something. It's the purpose within it. And I believe for you, like you said, you're very passionate about growing. You're very passionate about helping others. And you're very passionate about, in our private conversation, about blessing others specifically like you. And you feel like you know that you're strong enough to help other people like you. So that's my strength. I would focus on that. Like, I focus my strength on what drives my, like, what makes me so happy that I cannot stop doing what I'm doing. And it sincerely makes me happy when I am involved with you guys at ATS, like to see so many genuine people that really love business and love themselves and love growth and love constructive, not criticism, constructive growth and learning new things. They're open to what everything has to offer. And when I say constructive, and I had to stop, not say criticism, because I'm learning also to stop correcting myself. You know, if I did it, oh, well, it happened. You know, how can I do better next time? Don't correct it, do better. You know, it's like, okay, I didn't do that well the last few hours of the day. Let's do better right now. What can I do better now? And just living in the now and not later, not yesterday, not what can I do to have a better tomorrow? No, now. Just
breathe. That, Ashley?
Yes, please, please.
Yolanda, you said something that was very key. You got messages. Alignment. The second thing was your own intuition is telling you be silent. Your higher self is calling, Yolanda. And what you need to do is go into that silence and listen to yourself and ask yourself, self, what do I really want? And then once you figure out what you really want, you write that down and then you make statements. If you say, hey, I want to be a millionaire, well, I am a millionaire. And then you have to generate those exciting emotions around being in that millionarious. You know, you gotta take time to be silent. I think that's step one. I think that clicked for you today, that you have to take time to be silent and understand yourself, or else you won't be able to get that good foundation and start. You have to frame everything around you. So until you get to know you, you're gonna feel off. You're gonna feel like, you know, it's kind of hard because you're not flowing with you. So I think the first step for you is to start that daily practice of being silent and listening to self. And I think once you start that, self will lead the way. You'll figure out the next step. But start with the silence. That's where you need to start.
Can I say something?
Please.
Mommy's Lala. You listening, Mommy's Lala?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember the time that I spent with Destiny?
Yeah.
And you remember how hard it was for her. But you remember that I told her that she has to keep going. If she's going to come out of this, you remember her continuing to do the exercises I suggested for her, to do the writing, to do the smashing, and all of these things, even though the doctors were saying it's going to take her a while, it took her weeks to come out, right? To get her thought process back together. Sometimes you have to spend the type of time that you spend with other people on yourself. Sometimes you have to write down your ingredients for yourself so that you will be able to see it on paper. Remember, she did the exercise with the mirror. You have to place a mirror in front of yourself sometimes to tell yourself how important you are to you and why you are important. And you have to write those things down. Do you remember the things that I was telling her to write down? And so many times, those things that she was asked to write down, she was running from. But to look at them now, she's like, wow, that's what I said? Sometimes you have to do that. You have held a lot of stuff on those shoulders. You have been in places that people don't even know exist. You have to forgive yourself for things that have come in your life that you have not been able to understand how it happened, and even point blank, when it happened. Forgive yourself, forgive those around you, and learn how to not take the crap that people want you to carry for them. Sometimes people have to learn how to take out their own trash. You cannot put trash in a trash can if it's already full. And they have to learn how to take out their own trash. Gain your power. Remember that you are a child of your mother. And from that, you have become an awesome woman. You are loved. You are cherished. And you are forever wanted. I want you to continue to go forth. Do your vision board. Encourage yourself. Do your breathing. And remember that you have purpose and people are waiting for you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Mommy love you. That's all, y'all. I'm sorry I had to talk to my baby for a minute.
Well, good morning. This is Maxine. I love what I'm hearing everyone say. And the thing about it is that when you journal, like everyone is giving you instructions to write, you have an opportunity to write to yourself about yourself. And no matter how difficult it may be, write what your spirit is guiding you to write. Because this is a way that you can heal, that you can reflect, that you can be renewed, that you can be restored. As you're writing, I call that journaling. And on my website, there is an ebook on making journaling a part of your new lifestyle. So feel free to go out there, anyone to go out there and get that ebook. And it talks about when to journal, why you should journal, how you should journal, the way you should journal, the benefits of journaling, because we have in our mind that there's a certain way that we must do it, and it is not. And when you journal, you're hearing from your heart. You're hearing from the spirit. You're being guided. You're receiving answers to prayers, to concerns. And one thing about the mind plays tricks on us. It allows us to start thinking about the lies that we've been told. And we continue to start believing them. And we believe them for so long, it becomes a natural part of our daily, the way we think life should be, the way we think how we should behave. But those are lies. And so what you have to do is you have to search within yourself. You have to know who you are from your core. Who did God create you to be when he gave you the breath of life? He created each and every one of us to be the masterpieces that we are. There are no two of us that are alike, not even a twins. The twins are not alike. We have our own personality. We have our own way of thinking, how we want to do things. And it's okay. Many times we do not accept that because we have to go according to what society tells us we need to be doing. And that's not the truth. That's another lie. And so what I want you to do is, as you're journaling, don't allow whatever flows, let it flow. Because that's what he wants you to empty out. And you're, from what I'm understanding, that you give and give and give of yourself to others. And many times we're not careful, we deplete ourselves. And so you too have to be refilled. You too must be restored. And you too must be renewed and be refreshed. And this is your opportunity today to receive some of that renewing and refreshing and all the positive things that individuals and we're saying to you. But the most important thing, no matter where you see yourself going, no matter how much you know about yourself, if you don't believe, that belief is so strong, you must believe in you. You must believe in the abilities that God has already given to you. It appears that you already know your passion and your purpose, but you must believe that you and only you can be you, and you must walk in it and continue to walk in it. No apologies needed. So don't ever feel like you need to apologize for being the true, authentic you, because that's what God expects of all of us. And so I wanted to make sure that you had that opportunity to get that ebook by going to the website, levelessco.com, and receive that ebook. Journaling is no right or wrong way. And so start living your life. And this meditation, I believe in it every single day. And the other thing about meditation is that many of us could be introverts, and introverts get their energy refreshing by being alone. If it's nothing but 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and you might need to do it 2 or 3 times a day, not just once in the morning, because it depends on the type of work environment that you're in. If you're working in an extrovert world, but you're an introvert person, that's more reason why you must take some downtime to refresh. And at lunchtime, take that lunch by yourself. It doesn't mean that you're trying to just be by yourself and you don't want to socialize, but just help your team to understand you just need a moment. And just go in and take that moment, take that quiet time. If nothing but going in the bathroom, take that 5 or 10 minutes, that quiet time. And that's when you can meditate, you can hear God's talking to you, he's guiding you, listen to the instructions he's given to you, and just continue to be obedient. And it's all going to work out. So Ashley, thank you for bringing that meditation forward today, because many times we need to pause, and we don't pause on our own. But this was God's way of telling all of us this morning, just to take a moment and to take a deep breath.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you for sharing, Maxine. Can you please put the link in the chat? Because I think that would be very helpful. Thank you so much for sharing. And guys, I'm a little different from Boss. I got Mixit to record. So we're going to do a hard pause at 9:10. And then I'm going to give a few little tips and get some last moments. And then we'll finish from there. But I got to hear what Tyranny and Miss Vanessa has to say. Can you guys speak up? Anybody else? I don't want to miss anyone, though. Okay.
Okay, Ashley, is it my turn?
Yes. Good morning.
Thank you. You have such a beautiful smile. I just also wanted to say, Happy Mother's Day to all of the ladies, and my prayers that each and every one of you enjoy your weekend, and I pray that God will keep all of us safe. And I just wanted to chime in on just 1 second as to how I'm going to say God of my understanding, who I choose to call Lord Jesus Christ, my healer and my provider. And I've been in the headspace of where Yolanda is right now and where all of us have been, and sometimes where I'm still at. We have a saying in the rooms of recovery, do not continue to go down that dark neighborhood by yourself. That means those thoughts that we have in our minds. But for a long time, I did not know how. But I can honestly say today, there are times I still feel like and think I don't know. But I thank God because I am the kind of person who did cry out for help. I cried out for help for a very long time. And it was like one day God said, okay, I hear your prayer. So I start my mornings out now. First of all, I am not a loner. I have no problems with surrendering. I will call Red Rock in the minute. I choose the other thing that I wanted to add to that was I start my morning out with a bunch of recovered alcoholics, drug addicts. We have a support line where we call in as early as 6 a.m. and we look at the problem, then we look at the solution, and then the plan of action. We always stay in the trinity of unity, love, and service. I do know that line of support has literally saved my life and still is saving my life because God, only God knew how Vanessa was shaped, how I formed her. God know that I don't ever need to be on an island by myself. And because I understand that I'm no match. I'm no match for the enemy that comes when we have these thoughts. So I just wanted to say I thank God for the 12 steps of recovery. You don't have to be on drugs. It can just be that you're powerless over your life at the time. And it just says that's step one, that my life is unmanageable. And number two says, I came to believe that a power greater than myself can restore me back to sanity. Number three says, I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood God. Number four says, made a searching and fearless more of an inventory of myself. Number five says, I admitted to God, to ourselves and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. And number six says, we were entirely ready to have God to remove all of our defects of character and humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. And then we made a list to all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. We made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. And then we continued to take a personal inventory, and when it was wrong, promptly admitted it. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And last but not least, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message and to practice these principles in all our prayers and all of our affairs. With that, I pass. Thank you so much for allowing me to share that. I hope I didn't take up too much time, but I pray to God that he would bless each and every last one of us on this line this morning. And I pray that you will continue to find help and continue to pray, go within, and God, trust me, he will order your footsteps. And with that, thank you, Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, Tyranny, did you have something? I saw you put your hand down.
I thought you were going to leave at 9:10 left.
I'll let you finish. Yeah, I'll let you have the last statement. I got it. It's cool.
Okay. So for me, there's a lot of different things. I mean, because like I'm already, anytime you have a battle within your mind, the moment that you wake up, like literally, and I go throughout my life, because I'm living and existing with bipolar depression, bipolar disorder. That's the diagnosis, PTSD, amongst a lot of other things. So there's always these constant flashbacks or flash ups of stuff that doesn't exist in today. So I have to literally zone within myself and understand that everything that I'm experiencing or whatever I feel like, I have to put myself in the now. Like, what am I in control of? And that's nothing. And allow everything to flow from me and let it be released from me so that it doesn't constantly boggle me down. Even when it comes down to, like you say, you have to represent and become a part of, you know, be your whole self. Like, I have to deal with me first before I can allow myself to go and interact with anyone else, because I'm not going to put anything that, you know, I'm going through on my own into someone else's life. That energy, it definitely travels from person to person, place to place. And I have to be mindful of the conversations that I allow in, even when I'm away from other people. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I inhale the sun and I exhale the moon, because it also allows me to get the comfort and the calm that I need to go on throughout my day. And then when it comes down to just like zoning in and sitting still and literally going within and understand what I am really, where am I at in the moment right now? What do I have control of? And that's nothing. And it's like, what is it that I can change? And that's nothing. So it's like, it's one of those situations where it's like, I always have to be mindful that I exist everywhere and I exist in everything, because God exists everywhere and God exists in me. Therefore, if there's peace that I am searching for, I have it. If there's love that I am searching for, it's already with me. If there's joy, if there is anything that I need, I already have it with me. And literally, there's nothing that can put me in a position of displeasure or dis-ease except I allow it. Therefore, I'm in control of, you know, pushing it back out as well and not maintaining or holding on to that. Taking on other people's burdens, their pains, their responsibilities is not something that I ever have to do, because I'm not God. God exists within me. I have joy. I have peace. I have all those things that God has promised unto me. And just because I say I want it, and because God says that I can have the desires of my heart, that's all that I believe. So when it comes down to dealing with the battles of my own mind and even the thoughts and the anger and the rage that come up, I'm able to zone in within myself. I operate in love, forgiveness, and accountability in all things that I do. I don't blame the other person for their actions or for putting so much on me. I blame myself for taking it on, and then I release it as I need to. What am I in control of? What can I release? What can I do because I want to? And it's not allowed to burden me, or I'm not allowed to put myself in a position to where it takes so much energy from me that I'm no good for anyone else or interaction for myself or the rest of the day. So I just have to stay connected with source, literally sit still and understand that I within me, there is nothing but peace. Within me, there is nothing but love. Therefore, when I come back out of it and I'm walking around, how can I not exist in the same thing? So it's like taking on the burdens of others is a choice. Taking on pain, like, I mean, outside of like physical pain, is a choice. Taking on any type of embarrassment, any of those things that exist outside of me within myself, when I don't connect to like the outside elements, there's nothing but peace for me. And that's what I try to maintain in anything. And the only other thing that I do outside that has to do with connectivity is sometimes if it gets to be too much and I have to detox, I'll go float in the ocean. Like, no joke, dirty, clean, whatever it is, Galveston Beach, you know how it can be. But I will literally just allow God to release and wash me completely clear and just float and just let it carry me and release thoughts and everything and say my prayers there as I zone in. And, you know, that's just a few of the things that I do with the bipolar battle that I have.
Thank you so much, Tyranny. See, I knew you had to speak. Save the best for last. Thank you. And thank you all for sharing, because everyone's different way of, you know, encouraging themselves and also making sure that your mind is set to win and your mind is set to actually accomplish the goals that you have in mind. It would make life so much easier. Imagine if your mind was set, you already know what you're going to accomplish it. You know, it's already done. You're just moving and doing and aligning with that purpose. It makes the day flow so much better. And like Chiquita said, that's making a list in the beginning of the day. And like Miss Maxine said, keeping a journal, you know, journaling these things out. And Vanessa, you know, also having a support group and also pouring into yourself as you're releasing the BS, increase and inhale and take in all the good stuff. Don't hold on to anything that doesn't serve you. And that's what I'm learning for myself. And it's been helping me tremendously. So with that being said, thank you guys for sharing. But just a few notes and then we'll end here is for the meeting notes. During these meetings, when the great Antonio T. Smith is giving out all these amazing nuggets, I'm pretty sure everyone is putting down their notes and putting down things. Some make longer notes than others. Some scribe, some don't. But all of you guys' notes would be definitely of value. So if you could please send your notes to Tyranny. Actually, she's driving. So Damali, if you could put your email in the chat, if you could send your notes to Damali, we're going to go ahead and use those notes and give you credit when Antonio used those things for different things for ATS universities. And it'll show your part and what you caught, because more is caught than taught, right? And in addition to that, I would like to encourage you guys to please, group economics is extremely important. If you have not emailed me your information for your business, please do so. We're working on a really great project to be able to share our information, share our wealth, share our knowledge, share our expertise. We all have amazing different expertise, different things that we can help each other with. So if you could please email me at ashley@antoniotsmithjr.com if you're interested in being added to group economics. And that's anyone that is currently in ATS universities and wants to be included with their business. In addition to, if you haven't supported anyone yet on that list, or even taken advantage of some sugar spices, always 21 of them coming near you. And then of course we have books and everything. That's the whole part of the mindset. It's not only just supporting yourself, but also supporting good people around you. We have amazing people that have amazing products that we all enjoy. And so definitely I encourage you to do that. If you see a post like Tyranny's really good at, I need to do better. I buy stuff, I don't post stuff, I gotta do better. We have to do better. It's just sharing each other's posts. And as you see on Thank You Sugar, and as you see on the Antonio T. Smith Jr. page, we are putting out information for the free book. If you're definitely welcome to share that on your page as well. Share the wealth, share the knowledge, share what's been blessing us and helping our business and helping our, you know, us mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So if you could do that, that would be grateful. I would be grateful for that. In addition to, guys, it is 1 week from exit. 1 week. Like, we've been waiting a very long time for this day. Antonio T. Smith says, I've been doing, this is 24 years in the making. This is a big deal. Like, it's a lot of good stuff you've been holding in to release to us. Like, guys, if you have not gotten your ticket to Mexit, if you have not invited your friends and family, they're gonna be mad at you. I made sure my mother, my brother, my husband, my kids, everyone has access, because not only do you have access to the video for a lifetime, you have access to the content, the information on there for a lifetime. He will also be giving away a lot of great stuff that I can't talk about. Just trust me, it's awesome. If you haven't did it already, it'll be the best $75 you ever spent. It was way more value than $75. If you just calculate your Netflix bill for the years, you paid that then. Okay. Anyway, back to business. So in addition to that, I would like to express, I have received your emails about interning. Grace, did you have something to say about that as well?
Yes, ma'am. Real quickly, Antonio is looking for 12 people to be a part of a sales team. It's a commission-based training. And then after your training, salary will be given after the training. If you are interested in that, please text me, text sales to 409. I'm putting it in the chat, to 409. 457-6304, and I will have your information there. And then if I don't have your number, of course I'm going to ask, hey, glad you're interested in sales, who am I speaking to? So you can give me your name and email address, and then that way we will take it from there and get you going. May I say two more things,
please?
Antonio T. Smith Jr. will be on Miss Maxine Phillips' show, on her live show this coming Monday, May 10th at 5:15 p.m. Miss Maxine, is that Eastern time, 5:15? So that will be
Eastern.
4:15 p.m. Central, 5:15 Eastern, 2:15 Pacific. And we want to support and show up and show out in ATS fashion like we always do for him as well as for Miss Maxine, and let the people know who we are. And also today there will be no training at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern, because it's Deanna's birthday. And so everybody, you enjoy your Friday as Deanna enjoys her day on today. Thank you, Ms. Ashley.
Thank you, guys. And like I said, we are receiving your emails. Continue to keep them coming. Today is going to be the last day for me to receive the internship for that special internship that's not so much sales, but more about operation and marketing experience. So if you would like to learn, if you're serious and you have at least 2 to 4 hours a day to offer that, please send your emails to me at Ashley at AntonioTSmithJr.com And I will be happy to review that and find somewhere where you can do something great. If you're not for the marketing thing, trust me, you can learn something. There's a lot of amazing things to learn. We'd love to use you where you feel comfortable and where you feel empowered, because we all have a special gift to offer. And so that's the ideal of it all. So thank you so much, guys. And thank you so much for your blessings to DeMarie and to Deanna, as you guys know. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day on purpose. And remember to breathe. You can't plan better. You can dominate. Ain't that right, Grace?
Yes,
sir. Oh, one more thing. Hey, I was going to say plan better.
I'm sorry, Miss Sandra.
Miss Sandra?
I just wanted to, sorry. I just wanted to make an announcement about the jury that is being sent. I was unable to get everybody's address. However, the jury is going to be there. And I did make sure that everybody had an order filled, those people that put their orders in. I appreciate that. And just to let it be known that there are extra pieces there, because I don't know if anyone else would like any. So if they see something, if you like it and you didn't get a chance to order, by all means, get your piece and send me through the Cash App what you selected. Rather be two or three pieces. I made sure that there was some extras in there because I didn't know everybody's taste. So please, Ms. feel Sandy? Free to embellish. Love it.
Miss Sandy, yes, I have a question for you. This is Adrian. How are you? Did you get information from me about my jewelry? Or no? Like, I don't
I
know.
Did not.
I don't really know. Okay.
So I have an idea. I have an idea.
But if you can
Sandy,
email me or text me.
Yeah. Facebook, Sandy. If you can Facebook message Sandy, if you are interested in receiving it. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? No.
There's a delay, Ashley. There's a delay.
Oh, I was trying to help you, Sandy. You want my help or not? Where she went?
Sorry, I went offline.
Doing the Ashley thing.
I know, right? Okay, so guys, Sandra has been working very hard. I know for sure, or personally, because I've seen her in the workshop. So if you could, in your messenger, if you're interested in receiving a beautiful, oh my God, most of her jewelry actually has like energy releasing type of things, like crystals and stones and all kind of amazing things to help, you know, just basically center yourself and help you throughout the day and encourage you and remind you of your power, of your peace. And just, it's a lot of meaning behind her jewelry. So if you would like to take a part of that and you want to receive some art from Sandra, please inbox her on Facebook. She's a part of our group on ATS universities, or the ATS group that we have, the community. If you can send her a message directly. Also, I am sending a donation just because I know I'm gonna get some jewelry, but also just to bless someone else. If you were giving at that day just as a donation, also if you could send her a message to let her know it was a donation, maybe she can bless someone else with those that jewelry that gives energy and all that good vibes. But other than that, if no one else has anything to say, Sandy, thank you so much for the insert, because her jewelry is amazing and it does help. If that's all, guys, I'm gonna say it one more time. Y'all can say it with me. You can't plant better. Now y'all can say it with me.
You can dominate.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
Thank you. When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody, I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training, and I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.